Hello.
Oh, hello there. Come in.
Thank you. I just dropped by to give you back your bowl.
Mum, Miss Bezorgmes here.
I don't want to disturb her. If you could just give this to her.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Hello, Zaha. Are you well,
hello,
sweetheart?
Hi there.
Come in. Don't be shy.
No.
Come in, darling.
I don't want to bother you. I came to give you your bowl.
Thank you very much. I hope you like it. Come in.
Thank you.
It would have been good if you came in. We could have sat down and chatted.
Maybe some other time?
If you're uncomfortable because of Mustafa, he'll go to his own room. If you haven't got anything to do downstairs, you should come in, darling. It's better than sitting down there alone.
Thanks for your kindness. I'll come by some other time then.
All right, darling. Do whatever suits you best.
By the way, your soup was really delicious.
I'm glad you liked it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's go and see what they're doing, my little angel. My gorgeous little girl. Where's Mummy? Where is she? We're going to go and find her. Where's Mummy? Where's Mummy? Let's look inside here. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Daddy. I'm back.
Hi, Aunt Helma. Come in.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, sweetie.
Hello, darling.
Come in.
Hello,
come in.
Sweetheart. Hello. Thank
How
you.
How are you, Aunt Helma? Come sit down.
What happened, sweetie? Hey, what happened?
Here you go,
Thank
Betty.
You very much.
What happened?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, Aunt Helma.
Don't worry.
She must have worn you out.
No, darling. How can a beautiful girl like this wear anybody out?
So you're not working today?
At the hospital? No. I'm going to my office in the afternoon. How come?
I saw you were still here, so I thought you might have taken leave.
No, our profession doesn't allow leaves.
Did you change her, Aunt Homer? Don't do these things. It makes me feel embarrassed.
Don't say that, darling. You should feel embarrassed for mentioning it.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Mehdi. I called Mr. Karadmand, the lawyer I told you about. I got an appointment for you to go and see him and told him the story to some extent over the phone.
What did he say? Is there any hope?
He hasn't said anything yet. He just said you should take all the documents that you have with when you go and see him.
When do I have to see him?
This afternoon at 4:30. Make sure you go, Mehdi. He didn't have any time. He had to change some of his appointments around so he could empty a spot for me.
Don't worry, Aunt Homa. I won't forget about it. Just please remember to give me the address.
Sure thing. I'll text it to you. Hey, Mehdi, do you think we should go see Uncle Hamid for a few minutes?
What for, Auntie?
One of my friends has referred a really good rehab center to me. They've got behavioral therapy classes as well as group counseling sessions. If Hamid agrees to go there to quit his drug addiction, it'll be really good for him.
I hope he'll agree to it.
Thankfully, Hamid knows he's got a problem. I've spoken to the doctor there. He says it's a really good sign that he's accepted his problem. We just have to prove to him that we're there for him and won't leave him alone.
I swear to God, that's exactly what I've been telling him every time.
My aunt son-in-law quit his drug addiction through these types of camps after 20 years. If you see him now, you'd never believe he was a drug addict at the time.
Do you have time to take me to him?
Let's go.
All right, let me go get ready then.
Take care.
Hi, Mehdi.
Hi, Mehran. How are you?
Not too bad.
Listen, Mehran, Aunt Homer's found a lawyer for me and fixed an appointment for this afternoon. What are your plans today? Do you think you can come with me to see him?
Yeah, why not? Tell me where I should come to pick you up.
Come to Grandad's house at 3.
All right, I'll be there at 3.
I'll be waiting then.
See you.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Help yourself.
Wow,
I was just having cravings for pastry.
Bon appétit. Dr. Faramund bought you a big box of them.
I found a good rehab center for you. The person in charge there is one of my old friends from college. It's a nice, clean place. What do you say?
What can I say?
I'll come visit you as well. I'll keep an eye on you. Try to think about Mom and Dad a bit. Think about your wife and daughter, Hamid.
I went into hiding because I wanted to help them.
Is that your definition of helping? Do you really think you helped them by doing that? Because of you, I broke Aunt Soraya's heart. After so many years, I had a fight with her after not seeing her for such a long time.
What's it got to do with her?
It's got a lot to do with her. She should have stopped you.
No, she couldn't. She tried, but she couldn't.
Then why did she give you money so that you could buy drugs?
Who told you that?
Aunt Susan.
That's not how it was. I used my wife and child's hunger as an excuse to get money from her. She never gave me money to buy drugs.
Anyhow, if Aunt Soraya had told us that you'd become addicted, we would have helped you.
She couldn't have. No one could have helped me back then.
What about now? Will you let us help you now, Hamid?
No. I can't quit now, sister.
Why not? I swear to God you can do it. If you come to our house for just one night and see how Dad keeps hallucinating because of your absence, you'll get yourself to do it. If you just think for a moment about how Dad might be alive tomorrow and that he might die while longing to see you again, you'll be able to do it. If you just think about us for a moment instead of yourself, you'll be able to quit, Hamid.
You have to give me some time.
How much? How much more time do you need?
I don't know. Until I'm brave enough to do it.
Brave enough to do what? Brave enough to become human again?
That's right, I'm an animal, and I am not brave enough to be human. I was an animal who was living in the jungle with a whole bunch of other animals. Who told you people to bring me here and make a human out of me? I know myself best. I don't have the guts to quit now. I'll tell you when I'm ready. And if you don't like seeing me like this, then tell me, so I can go and find some dump to live in.
Where? Where do you plan on going, Hamid? You want to go back to that jungle?
Leave me alone. For the love of God, please leave me alone.
Aunt Homer, please don't get upset with Uncle Hamid.
Ever since I saw Hamid again, I haven't been able to sleep comfortably at night. Masood's martyrdom wasn't as difficult for me to accept as this.
Do you think we should force him to go to rehab?
Forcing him won't do any good. We're not going to be able to keep him in there forever. Once he's out, he'll just start all over again.
Which one of you is Mehdi Faramund?
I am, Mr. Karatmand.
Mr. Faramund, You have made every mistake possible in this particular case. If you had at least given him a check for cancelling the agreement, we would have had something to use as evidence. Tell me, what made you agree to deposit the money into his account?
Well, the thing is, when I went to Mr. Fani's office to give him the check, Mr. Fani was talking on the phone with someone who he owed money to. He seemed really upset, and when he finished his phone conversation, he seemed really messed up about it. To be honest, I mean, I could have refused the deposit money, but I thought I'd help him out.
You can be sure that he has made plans for you, and he started executing his plan from the day he told you he'd lost the contract. Do you know what the final stage of his plan was? He made up that phone conversation to make you feel sorry for him, so he could then convince you to deposit the money into his account without even getting a receipt. Mr. Faramund, you can be sure that he was faking that phone conversation. He didn't owe money to anyone.
Yes, of course, I do agree with what you're saying to some extent. But Mr. Fani did have plans for me. But he did owe money to someone. I mean, I had seen that woman in person before. The day I had gone to Mr. Farney's office, that woman was there as well, demanding her money from him. She was making a big scene. Mr. Fani tried to calm her down, so he brought her over to me and asked me, when will you be selling your workshop so that you can give me back my money so that I can give this lady her money back?
So you mean he told you he wanted you to sell the workshop in the presence of that woman?
Yes.
Well, if that's the case, then that woman can come to court and testify on your behalf.
Listen, ma'am. I bought a property from Mr. Faramund and paid him $200 million for it. I couldn't come up with the remainder of the money and the deal got cancelled. And now I've given him time to sell his property and give me back my money. I'm asking him this in front of you. Mr. Faramund, when will you give me back my money so I can pay her back?
Yes. She witnessed what Mr. Fani told me that day. That woman. Yes, she heard everything.
What was her name?
Her name? I don't remember. Mr. Gerardmund, are you saying that if I convince this woman to come and testify in court, that the judge may say that I'm not guilty?
Well, legally, to prove such a claim, you'll need two witnesses. But try to understand that this woman's testimony could greatly influence the judge's decision.
I promise, I will find that woman and I will convince her to come and testify no matter what it takes.
Make sure you do that, Mr. Faramund. Providing the court with a witness who can verify your claims can change the whole course of this case.
What if this lady is a relative of Mr. Farney's? Maybe she was acting in front of you that day.
But why should she have to act something like that?
To make you think that Farney's under a lot of pressure so she could get you to deposit the money for him.
No, I didn't go there to give him any money that day. I mean, I had no money to give him. And besides, she was making a big scene there, and she was even humiliating Farney in front of his employees. And then I remember her telling Farney, I gave my money to you and I want it back from you. I don't care about anyone else.
Don't you remember her name?
I don't remember it at all. Oh.
How are we going to find her name and address now?
We have to go and ask Mr. Farney's secretary.
She'll ask us why we want it. What should we tell her then? We can't just tell her we want this woman to come to court and testify against your boss.
No, we'll tell her that it's something personal, that it's a private matter.
She won't believe it, Maddie. She'll suspect something's up.
We haven't got a choice, Maran. We can't find her any other way.
Yeah, but if you can remember her name, we might be able to do something then. Mehdi, just remember that Farley can't find out we're looking for this woman, okay?
Yes, but if he finds out, then we'll never be able to contact her. Hey, how about we go there now?
Where?
Farley's company.
Mehdi, we have to go there at a time when he's not in the office. Otherwise, he won't let his secretary give that person's name and address to us.
Well, we'll just go and wait outside the building. We'll go in as soon as we see Mr. Fani leave his office.
God knows when he'll come out, Mehdi. We'll be wasting a lot of time that way.
Well, we have to waste that time, Maran, until we can speak privately to Mr. Fani's secretary. His secretary has to leave work to go home, doesn't she? We can go and talk to her once she's finished work and leaves the building to go home.
Okay, let's go then.
Yes, sure thing. I'll tell him right now. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Hello.
Excuse me, Mr. Fanny. Shayese called and said Messam left his book inside the car. She said to make sure that you take it home with you tonight.
Tell Mr. Bakshi to get it from the car and bring it to me.
Okay, sure.
It says here that 2 mice can turn into 500 mice within a year through reproduction. That's a lot.
Didn't you get the stickers?
With what money? By the way, what happened to that Furamond guy? Did he finally agree to pay?
No, but he just might on the day of our hearing.
Oh, no, it's 4 p.m. Let's go before Adib says something.
Are we going with my car or yours?
It doesn't matter.
If you can drop me off, then let's go with yours.
Of course I'll drop you off. Let's go. This way. Please.
After you.
After you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mehran?
Here you go. Here's the book.
Mr. Bakshi, what took you so long? Mr. Fanny has just left.
It doesn't matter. Call them and see whether they need the book. I'll take it to the home myself if they need it.
I will give him a call and I'll let you know if he wants you to take it, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
What's the matter now? I'm talking to you.
All right. Wait a minute for me to catch my breath before you start interrogating me. You're worse than your sister.
What's the meaning of this? This isn't your grandmother's house. You can't just keep coming whenever you want. Get back to work. Who told you to come here anyway?
Hey, have you got any money to lend me? My financial situation is no good, and your sis doesn't seem to understand that. She's so stubborn. I left my work because I didn't want to get you into trouble. Otherwise, I would have filed a complaint against that woman for making those accusations against me. I would have taken her to court. I overlooked my right to complain because of you. You get that, don't you?
You made a mistake. Don't worry about me. Go file your complaint.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Hello. You can go now.
All right, get on with your work. I'm going to sit around for a bit.
Hello. Could you come upstairs for a moment, please? There's someone here who needs to be shown the way out.
What are you doing? You're humiliating me.
Get out of here before the security guard gets here. Save yourself and me the hassle. Hurry up and go.
All right, man.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is Mr. Fani inside his office?
No, he's gone out.
When will he be back?
Tell me what you're after. I might be able to help you.
When I came here last time to give Mr. Fani some money, there was this lady here, and I've forgotten her name. Her name was Miss...
Bozogmir.
Yes, Miss Bozogmir. Could you please be so kind as to give me her phone number or address or something?
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I just can't. Do you think that it is right for me to give her number or address to anyone who just walks in here?
Madam, we have to talk to her urgently.
That's fine. You can come here tomorrow and ask Mr. Funny for her number.
Please, come outside, sir.
No, no. It's not him. It's this man who needs to leave. Please show him the way out.
Get up, sir.
Listen, bro, we're relatives. You can leave while we sort things out.
Mr. Gadir, he's my sister's husband and he's not allowed to set foot in here as of today. I will hold you responsible if he comes here again. Please show him the way out right now.
Come out, sir. Don't make trouble for yourself.
Pity I can't say anything because it's going to come back to me. All right, I'm coming.
Mr. Faramund, I am so sorry, but I cannot help you.
Listen, ma'am. We really need to talk with Miss Besokme. I mean, we really need her help, you see. We'll be truly grateful if you could do us this one favor, please.
Why exactly do you need her help?
Something personal, but I can assure you that we have no intentions of causing trouble for her whatsoever, so please don't worry at all, please.
No, that is not what I meant. I was going to tell you that it's not right for me to give you her contact details without her permission.
Yes, I do understand. And you're absolutely right, of course. How about we do something else, ma'am? Could you please call Miss Besokme from your office phone here and tell her that we need to talk to her? If she agrees, I'll talk to her on the phone in your presence.
Well, 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 well. Hello there.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Come in. Come on in.
Thank you.
Come in. Come in. Please sit down. Please sit down.
Thank you. We don't want to trouble you. We're about to leave.
Then why did you come here, Mehdi?
Well, the truth is, Mr. Fani, that we came here to tell you to finish this game. To finish it once and for all.
This game has become serious now, sir.
I told you this in court as well. You won't achieve anything by framing my brother like this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I thought you came here to give me my money and get my consent.
We'll get your consent some other way.
Is he just talking garbage? Or did you come here to say those things as well, Mehdi?
Mr. Fani, whatever happens, you won't get your hands on that money. That much I can promise you.
So I guess you'd better leave and sit tight until something happens. You may leave. Get out. Goodbye.
Sir, if they come here again, should I perhaps give them Miss Besokme's number?
Miss Besokme?
Yes. Just before you came here, they kept insisting that I give them Miss Besokme's number and her address.
What for?
I don't know. They said they wanted her to help them.
What kind of help?
They didn't tell me. They said it's personal.
I apologize, but there's a reason I'm asking you this. I want her to hear something from you. Why did I tell you to come here today?
Because you wanted to ask me when I was going to give you back your money.
Listen, ma'am. I bought a property from Mr. Faramond and paid him 200 million for it. I couldn't come up with the remainder of the money and the deal got cancelled. And now I've given him time to sell his property and give me back my money. I'm asking him this in front of you. Mr. Faramond, when will you give me back my money so I can pay her back?
We
got unlucky. If he had arrived 2 minutes later, it would have been over.
Well, next time we have to come at a time when Mr. Farney is not at the office. We have to go and see his accountant, Mr. Nayeri. He seems like a decent guy. I think he might have Miss Bazogme's number.
Hey, bro, can you put down your window?
What is it?
Hello there. I can take you to that lady's address if you want me to.
Miss Bazogme's address?
Yes, yes.
Where is it?
Well, I can't actually give you a postal address, but what I can do is I can take you there if you want me to, yeah?
All right, get in.
Cool.
Miss Jalili, you need to be careful. If Mr. Faramand, or anyone else for that matter, comes here asking for Miss Bazogme's contact details, you will not give them any information. They might want to create trouble for Miss Bazogme. You need to be extra careful.
Sure thing, sir.
Tell the security guard that he shouldn't allow Mr. Faramand to come up here again.
Okay, sure.
Tell them that, from now on, if anyone needs to see me, security will need to inform you first before letting them up here.
Okay, I'll go and tell them right away.
Thank you. I'm coming, Jalal.
Hurry up, or I'll be running late.
I'm coming. Miss Jalili, I don't need to repeat myself, do I? You'll take care of it, won't you?
Yes, don't worry about a thing.
All right, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Fanny, you forgot to take Mesam's book with you.
Oh, dear. I completely forgot. That's why I came back here. Thank you. Miss Jalili?
Yes?
I've been thinking about that loan you requested. It was 5 million, right?
Yes, yes. But even 3 million will be enough for me.
No, it's okay. We'll give you 5 million. I'll tell Mr. Nayeri to write you a check.
Thank you, Mr. Fanny.
You're welcome. It's nothing. I don't have to remind you about Miss Bazogme again, do I?
No, don't worry about it.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Why did it take you so long just to bring a book?
I went up and saw Mehdi Faramand in my office.
Is he planning on paying you?
He's after Sahar's address.
And how come?
I screwed up, Jalal. I screwed up.
Why? What on earth have you done?
One day, when Sahar had come to my office, I wanted to shut her up. So I introduced her to Mehdi Faramand and said, "This man is going to sell his workshop and give me back my money so I can give you yours."
Well, so what? Who cares?
Why don't you understand, Jalal? Sahar can come to court and testify that I gave Mehdi Faramand permission to sell the workshop. Everything will be against me then. That's why he came here just then asking for Sahar's address.
You mean Sahar will testify against you?
There's no doubt about it. She hates my guts. She'll probably throw in a couple of extra lies.
Faramand didn't get her address, did he?
No. It's a good thing I came back. Or Miss Jalili would have given away her address.
Did you tell her not to give them the address if they come back?
Yes. But I can't trust her. What am I going to do now, Jalal? I'm dead meat if he finds her.
Give Sahar a call.
I said she hates my guts. If I tell her what happened, she'll go looking for Faramand, so she can testify against me.
I never said you should tell her what happened. Call her and ask how she is.
Why should I do that?
So you can mend your relationship with her. Do something to make her like you again, so that if Faramand finds her, she won't testify against you.
We were about to beat each other up over the 200 million she got from me. How am I supposed to fix everything now with just a phone call?
Start with a phone call. And then do what you have to do to capture her heart again.
I only just got rid of her, Jalal. She's going to come into my life again. I can't be bothered with it.
It doesn't matter. Let her come into your life. After the court hearing is over, you'll come up with an excuse again and get rid of her.
I really can't be bothered with her anymore.
Just use your brains, Farad. If you lose this case, not only will you not get any money, but you'll get into a whole lot of trouble if Faraman sues you for defamation. You'll be charged with deceiving the court, fraud, and 1,000 other crimes. Call Saha and ask how she is. Tell her to call you, and if she needs anything, pretend you care and that you're worried about her. Make her believe your plan on getting back with her again. If she becomes hopeful, she won't testify against you, even if Faraman finds her.
Miss Bazogmer is Mr. Fani's sister.
She's Mr. Fani's sister?
Yes.
Then why is her surname Bazogmer?
Well, because she got divorced, but she still lives here with her ex-husband's surname.
No, she's not Mr. Varney's sister. When I went to his office, this lady was there too, and she kept yelling at Mr. Varney in front of me. She was even swearing at him. She wanted her money back.
No, bro. He actually cares quite a lot about his sister. When I came here last time, I delivered a check to her that was drawn by Mr. Varney. I saw them in this apartment together, and they were extremely loving towards one another.
Maybe Aslan's right. Maybe she was acting like that in front of you.
I really don't know.
You want to turn back?
Why should we go back?
If she's his sister, there's no point seeing her anymore. His sister isn't going to testify against her brother in court.
I found these things out from my sister-in-law, and she hardly ever tells the truth.
Why should your sister-in-law have to lie about that?
I don't know, man. You know how some people get ecstatic when they lie? She's like that. She's a big liar. Don't miss it. You have to turn right on the second street ahead of you.
Come on, I can't get any channels.
That jerk probably messed it up.
Who?
Mrs. Fatullahi's son. I think he wrecked it on purpose last time, too.
Hasn't he left you alone yet?
No. I'm gonna have to do what you suggested. I'm going to have to sue him.
You can't sue him because of your satellite dish. They'll say good for him for turning it off.
I agree, good for him. They show some stupid things sometimes, Faranak.
Who is it? Who is it, Saha?
No one, forget it.
If it's that car dealer, then let me answer it.
No, it's Fahad.
How rude. How does he have the nerve to call you again? Tell me, has he called you ever again since he came here and transferred the tenancy agreement?
No, it's the first time.
It's him again. Come answer it, it must be something important.
I don't want to.
Why don't you want to answer his call? Do you have doubts about yourself?
Forget it, Faranak. I'm not in the mood.
Well, he's going to keep calling you and getting on your nerves this
way.
Well,
pull the cord out.
Why should I do that? He's going to think you're scared of him. Come on, answer it and see what he wants. If he's going to talk garbage, hang up.
What is it?
Hello.
What do you want?
Nothing. I just called to see how you're doing.
What's he saying?
Are you okay? If you need any help in moving or anything, just let me know.
And I'll send someone over from the company to come help.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Is that all?
I never wanted it to turn out this way. Look, if you need anything, then you just let me know.
I don't want anything.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm not as mean as you think. I'm still thinking about you. I just wanted you to know that.
Goodbye.
What did he want?
Nothing.
He wanted to see how I'm doing. He's got some nerve calling you again after the things he said to you and the way he treated you. You shouldn't have talked to him like that. You should have given him a piece of your mind.
See, Jalal? I told you she wouldn't be fooled that easily.
She didn't swear at you, did she?
No, but she wasn't exactly nice either.
She didn't swear at you, that's a good thing. If you talk to her another 2 or 3 times, she's sure to give in, believe me.
She's not stupid, Jalal.
If she wasn't stupid, she wouldn't have fallen for you in the first place. I'm kidding, man. Let's go before Adib leaves.
Okay, it's right here.
Which apartment?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be annoying, but if my sister-in-law finds out I brought you here, she'll kill me. She already hates me as it is. And let alone if she finds out that I brought you here.
Then why did you bring us all the way here?
No, I'll tell you which unit it is. But since I'm going to get into trouble with my sister-in-law, I should at least get something to make it worth my while. Huh? What do you say? No, bro. That's not enough to compensate for my humiliation.
We can't give you any more than this amount here. If you don't want it, then goodbye.
Since I don't have a choice.
Which unit?
You see that building there? It's on the first floor. The unit is on this side. So unit number 2.
Listen, if we find out that you lied to us, we'll ask your sister-in-law for your address and come after you.
No. Don't worry. Lying ain't in my blood. Do I look like a liar to you? Huh? Thanks a lot.
I wish you wouldn't go, Faranak. I have to. My mum's going to tell me off. Can you pour me a glass of water, please? Sure. Hey, if Farad calls you again, don't answer it. Thank you. I wasn't going to answer him this time either. You forced me to answer it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. He's probably thinking to himself, I paid Sahar all this money. Why should I just leave her alone now? Forget it. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
See you. Who is it? Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Is this the home of Miss Bezogme?
Yes, it is.
Are you Miss Bezogme?
No. Who's this?
My name is Mehdi Faramand.
Do you know Mr. Faramand?
No. He looks familiar, though. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. My name is Mehdi Faramand. We saw each other in Mr. Fani's office a few days ago. I don't know whether you remember or not.
Yes, I remember.
Well, the thing is, I wanted to take your time for a few minutes, if it's possible. I wanted to talk to you about something important.
What's it about?
It's about Mr. Fani. Come in.
Who was it?
دست تو از دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری یا از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنینیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا خودم نیست، برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه. آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه، این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.